7 months after the country's inconclusive general elections, the Czech Republic finally has a legitimate government. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's center-right coalition, made up of the Civic Democrats, Christian Democrats, and the Green Party, won a vote of confidence in the lower house on Friday. Of the 198 deputies present, it got approval from 100. Its survival was secured by two rebel Social Democrat deputies who agreed to tolerate the government by absenting themselves from the assembly hall in order to end months of political paralysis.
Hlasování se zúčastnilo 198 kolegyň, poslankyň a poslanců. Dva byli nepřítomni. Jeden se zdržel. 100 kolegyň a poslanců bylo pro, jeden se zdržel a 97 bylo proti.
Děkuji.
It was an upbeat moment for the three coalition parties, and Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said that while he did not have reason to cheer, his center-right cabinet was the best possible solution to the country's drawn-out political crisis. My colleague Dita Asiedu spoke with him shortly after the vote.
Now, when you won the elections in June, I said congratulations, and you said, don't say that yet. You were quite pessimistic. Can I say that today?
I think I was very realistic.
Is it really advantageous for you to actually be in a ruling coalition for 4 years, considering that opinion polls suggest that you would actually be much better off if elections were held now?
When we won't be able to push through our reform program, reform steps, we will try to call a new election and to let people decide for the second time about political preferences in elections.
Although there are doubts regarding the viability of this government, the head of the Green Party, Martin Bursík, said that other alternatives, in particular a grand coalition between the two strongest parties, would have been much worse.
Imagine the case where we got the great coalition, there is a constitutional majority and the opposition cannot do a single thing. That would be much worse for the democracy. So I think that there are positive aspects on this situation, and we are going to work as individual ministers on our proposals and on the governmental proposals so that we persuade the Social Democrats that at least part of them vote for the individual amendments or laws here in the Assembly.
What do you expect will give you the most sleepless nights now as Environment Minister?
My ambition is to get the topic of the protection of the environment and quality of life much closer to the public and to the inhabitants. So we're still in a society where the people don't care about harming the environment, which they see on their way to work or onto the cottage on weekend. And we should change this attitude so that the people understand the quality of the environment as their personal thing.
For the Social Democrats, the defection of two of its deputies was a bad blow. But after a stormy 9-hour debate in the lower house, in the course of which Social Democrat deputies railed about blackmail, fraud and betrayal, their leader Jiří Paroubek appeared to have become resigned to the party's new role in Czech politics.
I think that these two gentlemen created a new coalition party, the fourth coalition party, and it is not a problem of Social Democratic Party at this moment.
You said that the Social Democrats are not going to be a zero-tolerance party. They are willing to discuss reform plans that you are willing to accept. Could you name some of these reform plans?
It is possible to speak about cooperation in pension reform, for example.
Now, you said earlier that many of the new ministers in the government are quite inexperienced. Could you name a few and tell us what you think would be their biggest challenges?
I think that the majority of the ministers of this government have no managing experiences and experiences, for example, in the industry or in the leading functions, and it is not a great advantage of this government. It is a great problem for the Czech Republic.
Can you give me some concrete names?
I think that it is possible to say that the Prime Minister, he has no experiences to lead anything.
The vote of confidence was preceded by some 9 hours of heavy discussion and debate. What was the motive? What was the aim of this?
I think that it is normal thing. You know it from Great Britain, from Germany, from other states of Western Europe. I think that in many articles of the program of the government, many parts of the program of the government, it was impossible to say yes, to agree with the conclusions. And it was necessary that Czech public could hear the statement of the Social Democratic Party.
Although the Social Democrats have not ruled out some degree of cooperation, it is clear that the new government will have a hard time implementing its strong pro-reform policy program of tax changes, public spending cuts, and health and pension reforms. This especially in view of the fact that the two rebel left-wing deputies have not pledged across-the-board support for the cabinet, but merely enabled its existence. So what lies ahead for the Czech Republic and its new government? That's a question Daniela Lazareva put to political analyst Jiří Pehe.
The government the Czech Republic is getting a rather unstable and weak government. It is a government that will be under pressure from several corners. Certainly it is not liked by the president of the country, who has expressed his reservations about this government. It is not a government that part of the Civic Democratic Party, the largest coalition party, prefers. And finally, of course, it is a government that will be under very strong pressure from the opposition. On top of that, it is a government that depends on the votes of two social democrats, and these will be very unstable supporters who may decide at any time to go against this government. So I don't think that this government has really a great chance to survive for a long time.
Do you feel that this will, in fact, be another step to early elections?
I think that the government will, of course, survive for several months. It will be, however, under very strong pressure any time it tries to discuss any serious reforms, because it doesn't have enough votes to push such reforms through. It will certainly be faced with internal problems when it starts discussing the budget for 2008. And moreover, there may be surprises. There may be coalition deputies who will not be happy with this government. As far as early elections are concerned, I think that it will be very difficult to trigger early elections. This government has been promising to resign if it's not able to push through serious reforms. However, the mechanism that is described in the constitution and that the government would like to use, that is to tie a vote of confidence with a particular bill, and then this bill would not be acted on for 3 months. All of this depends on the opposition, and if the opposition doesn't go along, then it will be extremely difficult to trigger early elections. So I am afraid that if this government collapses, given the deadlock in the parliament, it may not be easy to move forward again.
Are you saying that the Czech Republic is now facing another long period of instability?
I'm afraid that the Czech Republic is in for a long period of instability. The new government will not be really able to provide stability. It will be under pressure. And also, if the government goes, then we may be in a very similar situation which we have experienced in the last 7 months.
And political analyst Jiří Pehe ending that report on the country's new government.